I will kneel from wrong, and I'll die in
the earth. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7. Before we get on with our program, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, with that being said, welcome. If you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our website. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in time of need. So please, by all means, folks, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we really do appreciate and enjoy it when you call in with your and share your thoughts and opinions on the topic of the night. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We are also live in our chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio during each broadcast. I'd like to first start out by saying I apologize for last night's medical. I had a hard time trying to sign on to Blog Talk, so therefore we're going to attempt our medical show tomorrow night, Friday. Now, as usual, I'd always like to say that I really hope that we get a lot of call-ins tonight. I'd really like to hear from other people other than the same people that call in. What are your thoughts? What are your opinions? They all matter, especially here on our shows and in our group. I'd like to know what your thoughts and feelings are on the current administration and how they've been dragging us down and running us strictly into the ground.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Maria?
I'm doing much better than I was Friday. That's a darn sure.
Good to hear that.
Yeah, I lost about 20 pounds of water in 3 days, so that definitely helped.
Good. Good to hear. So, yeah, I mean, with everything that's going on, and just like the post that you posted in our national on Telegram.
Yeah, I got disconnected. Yeah.
They've been messing with us.
Again?
The only thing I could figure out, because last night's show didn't go on.
Yeah, I called in to listen, and I was like, wow, no, nobody was there. I even posted in the Telegram page. Tried to call again, and it said there was no show.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, really
but
odd.
Yeah, like I said, you're right about what you posted in there.
Yeah.
About the Russian ships and, you know, China. And it's not even being talked about at all anywhere.
No. No. And you know, and somebody said, well, there's always, you know, warships off the coast of the United States. And I'm like, well, that's true. I mean, you know, I mean, we also are off the coast of other countries. There's no doubt about that, but not to this extent and not so obvious.
No.
You know what I mean?
And not so many at one time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, and one of them is supposedly less than 25 miles off the coast of D.C.
Yeah, that's down and around Virginia Beach area.
Yeah, and then I mean they just don't care. Look what's going on the Jersey Shore with the windmills and all the whales that are dying.
Yep, but you know that's all conspiracy theory, don't you know?
Yeah, right. Well, it can't be. You know what came out and you know. You know, it came out that the CIA killed JFK, and Roger Stone. I did not realize that Roger Stone's been around a long time, and he was actually with Nixon. And it seems that Nixon, one of the reasons the CIA, and it seems the CIA was part of getting him out too, is because he was questioning who killed JFK.
Right.
And so they got rid of him, too. And did you know, I was listening to a thing. He actually was the most popular president in history, even more so than than Trump. I was shocked. I mean, he's always been my favorite president. But, yeah, I'm like, when I was like, yes, and Roger Stone and Robert J. Robert Kennedy Jr. Once it came out about the CIA killing, you know, his uncle, he opened up a little bit about it. He's still not talking about his dad, but I bet you his dad was also killed by the CIA.
I don't put it past anybody.
You know, and did you hear? So I'm not crazy about Newsmax. I like OAN. They're pretty good. Newsmax is you know, may like Fox may have a longer leash, but they're still part of the whatchamacallit, the narrative. They just have a longer leash.
Right.
But, yeah, they're shutting them down. I was just listening to my to my one prepper, and he's saying, you know, they're all getting shut down. Any news media that goes against the narrative is being canceled.
Yeah, I mean, it's just shocking, too, that, you know, now all of a sudden Facebook and what was the other one? Trump.
Facebook. Right. Well, they don't really have a choice. Legally,
no,
they really don't have a choice.
I agree with that, but they have no choice, but in the other sense, too, they need to stop blocking people just because they're expressing their own opinions.
Right. Yeah. It's really bad. And I'll tell you, the GOP being in charge, I'm not really seeing any changes. They're still sending shit to Ukraine, and you know, we can say it's Biden all we want, but the GOP is approving it. The Republicans are going with it. You know that we've got to send this shit to them, the money and the Abrams, whatever those, not the, the 31 Abrams tanks, which are pretty much useless, and it's gonna take them forever to get there. They're not gonna know how to use them. You know, all they're doing, like somebody was saying, is moving the money around. And they're making themselves risky. And, you know, they're not going to win. I listen to McGregor, Colonel McGregor. Do you know who he is? He's on Fox News a lot, but he also has his own YouTube channel. And he tells it like it is. I mean, he doesn't support Putin. And it's not that, you know, he says that, you know, Putin isn't losing anything. But he is quite clear that the Ukraine is losing, that he doesn't, you know, the information that's being put out there are lies. The Ukraine is absolutely losing. They are the terrorists. And Putin is not going to give up. And now they want to go in and take Crimea. They don't want to just push Putin out of Ukraine. They want to go in and take Crimea, the seaport. They're out of their freaking mind. They're not. They're looking to create another forever war like they did in Afghanistan, but it ain't going to work with Putin. Putin is not a third world country.
No, but he's getting paid just like Ukraine is. He's getting paid off by the United States.
Oh, Putin? I don't think so. Putin? No.
Yeah, he is.
No,
yep.
I mean, between the
three countries, China, Putin, and Ukraine, they obviously they've got something huge over us.
Oh, you mean because of Biden and whatnot? Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I. But see, here's the thing. The situation with Putin isn't just the United States of Biden. It's also NATO and the EU. And so though I...
Right, but my point is like I said, there's something going on, something that needs to come out and be exposed on all
that
of it.
Was really odd. I wasn't anywhere near the phone when it shut the off.
Right.
So you were saying. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying that, you know, there's something huge.
Yeah.
Between the three countries, that they got to have something above the heads.
But see, here's the thing. So, you know, I'm not all for a lot of this Q stuff and white hats, black hats, and the military's in control, and a lot of that shit. I'm not really in support of or whatever. Though I do listen to it because I listen to everything. I don't think that Putin is the bad guy in this. I really don't. Because I think he's a bad guy. That's neither. We all know Putin is a bad guy. But, I mean, in this situation, with his invasion of Ukraine, I truly believe he had a valid reason for doing what he did. And I do believe that he is right, that NATO and the United States were absolutely trying to destroy Russia and that they had those bio labs and were planning on doing some nasty, evil shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, they were breaking their word.
I agree.
You know, I'm not saying that makes him a good guy, so to speak. I'm just saying that in this particular situation, I think that he's on the right side of the argument, so to speak. You know, and even now, he is trying to make a peace deal. He really is, but they won't deal with him. Because Biden and Ukraine, the only way they'll talk is if Putin is not in power. That's why I'm saying I don't think Putin's the bad guy in this.
But that's just it. I mean, it might be their strategy of doing things the way they're doing.
That's possible. That is also possible.
Be honest with you, I don't trust any of them.
No, I don't trust any government. Because at the end of the day, the people all get screwed.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's in every country.
I mean, it's the same thing that's going on here. You know, you got the flip-flapper of the mouths before the midterms and during the midterms. And, January 3rd is going to show it. Well, guess what? January 3rd is here and gone, and all you're doing is lip service and that you're heading up all these investigations, but yet you're really not doing your job.
No, because
if that was true, you would add this all wrapped up way before today.
It's just that, to me,
in my own opinion, they're, still continuing to pull the wool over the American people's eyes and still trying to take our Second Amendment away and our guns and, wanting us and trying to force us into their agenda.
Yeah. And did you see Senator Kennedy was interviewing those judges and was asking them about certain parts of the Constitution and they had no idea what he was talking about?
And I know. And these are the people you want running our country.
Right. Crazy. Crazy.
That's all it is. In my eyes, that's all it's been is lip service, and talk is cheap.
Right.
Start proving. I get so tired of hearing, we got the whistleblowers and we got all the facts. Well, if you got the facts, start charging people.
Right. Exactly. You keep saying you got this, that, and the other thing, but yet we ain't seeing anything. When are we going to see stuff?
Yep. And, and it just goes to show you that they're afraid of the administration. Because, they can, again, lip service. They can go on any talk show and, the White House is holding up any reports on this this new allegations against Biden. Bullshit.
Yeah, the paperwork from the banks and stuff. Yeah.
And you know, I'm with everybody else. Why didn't you do what you did to the former president and just fucking show up at the front door of all of his properties and just search?
Right. Yeah.
Because again, that two-tier system that's been spread around so much has always been in effect, and it'll always be in effect until you actually start showing the American people that you really do mean business.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly,
here's the thing. Until we start doing something, they're just going to keep screwing us over.
No doubt. They've been doing it. They didn't get away with it. They know how to do it.
I'm like, you know, unfortunately, I don't know what the hell to do anymore. You know, I mean, I'm only capable of doing so much. And that's it. Physically, mentally, emotionally, I mean, you know, right now, when somebody...
And let's welcome our major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
And here, I go sign my life away tomorrow.
I don't know what keeps on kicking. This is the third time that it kicked Maria out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got updates on
that.
That's
really weird.
What's that?
I said really weird. I keep getting disconnected.
I got
updates
on
that. That's the third time they kicked you off. Go ahead, Lorna.
I got updates on Dad, and he's doing pretty good. He walked up and down the hallway, walked all the way down to his bedroom or his room, and then the nurse told him that she forgot something and made him walk all the way back to therapy, and then he walked all the way back to his room again.
But his right eye is doing better.
Right.
His right eye is doing better because it started out not closing at all to kind of flopping all over the place type of thing. And now it's straightening out. And he's harassing the nurses, so I know he's feeling way better. He put a note on his door that he's looking for a 22 to 25 year old roommate. So I know his spirits are up. But then he goes on to say, he said that in Memphis, Tennessee, six cops beat the piss out of this black guy and killed him. And so I'm sure there's going to be riots and shit going on down there. And he said if it starts dwindling down in his area, he's coming back to Wisconsin. And hopefully by then I'll have a house put up by then.
Right.
Oh, did you find something?
Yeah, 4 acres, well and septic already there. And power is at the road. I just got to run electric. So, yep, and not too far from a lake, a nudist camp across the woods, and a Christian retreat center right down the road.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
a Hare Krishna retreat?
A what?
Wait, you said there was a nudist thing at a what retreat?
Christian.
A
oh,
nudist
Christian.
Retreat.
Christian retreat center.
So you've got a nudist thing next to a Christian retreat.
Yeah. So I can go through the woods to the nudist place, and then I can, after I'm done with that, I can go to the Christian retreat and confess my sins.
That's number four. She got kicked off again.
Oh, wow. Weird. But he's still really hard to understand.
Yeah. But that's good news, though.
Yeah. February 1st, he goes in for another CT scan or whatever it is that they can do, because they can't do an MRI because it's a defibrillator pacemaker thing.
Right.
So, but, yeah.
I'm happy for you getting that property, too.
Yeah, no shit. I was starting to get a little worried. The only problem with that lake, it's kind of a small lake. It only gets 13 feet deep.
Right.
And that's not good in the wintertime if we get a hard winter, because then the lake would 9 times out of 10 freeze out.
Right.
But did you hear anything on that Memphis thing?
On a what?
On that, those cops beating the crap out of that guy?
Yeah, they actually arrested the cops.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I caught part of it before I came on the show.
Oh, okay.
So, as far as I know, yes, they are prosecuting them. They took them into custody.
I wonder what the guy did for them to beat the crap out of him.
I'm not sure. Like I said, I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing.
Right. Oh, yeah, I didn't know nothing about it until Dad told me just a little while ago. So.
Yeah, it's been all over the news and everything.
So what did you think about my windshield wiper or windshield fluid thing?
Yeah, the blind leading the blind.
I just about shit when he asked me if I knew how to put that in and if I could help him.
And couldn't even figure out how to open his hood.
No, and I had to unlatch it too, you know, because you got to hit that release under the front of the car. He didn't know how to do that either, and I had to do that too. And then how much do you put in? I said, fill it up. And then he overfilled it. Oh, yeah.
Should have asked him if he knew how to run the windshield wipers.
I know. I should have asked him if he had checked his blinker fluid.
That was my next thing I was going to say.
I'm going to, I don't work now until Saturday night, I think. So when I go into work Saturday night, I'm going to ask them, I said, oh, I forgot to ask if you checked your blinker fluid. Oh. Yeah. So what was we all talking about when I rudely interrupted?
Oh, he didn't rudely interrupt anything. I mean, we were talking about another thing that's not anywhere on the news is that, you know, there's Russian and Chinese ships off our coasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the closest one to one of our coasts is Hawaii. There's a couple of them that are sitting off 25 miles.
Oh, I'm just seeing right here a Russian warship with unstoppable 7,000-mile-per-hour hypersonic missile sails towards the U.S. and will soon...
Yep.
What does it say? It's got to load. And will soon be in strike range. I thought Russia was more on our side against China.
No, they became buddy-buddy.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm not saying this is correct or not, but this is what it's saying. It says, a Russian warship armed with unstoppable hypersonic missiles is sailing towards the U.S. coast in a show of strength, reports claim. Let me scroll.
There's a couple ships off of Virginia Beach. And they found a submarine surfaced, and it's got over 160 missiles that could wipe out the world on board.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Now, if you get a chance in the Telegram, Maria posted a video
yesterday. I'm not on Telegram
yesterday.
Anymore. I got to get back on there because when I switched phones, it didn't load into my phone.
Oh, you dork.
I know, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
Because that's where I saw the video about the ships. Because like I said, they're all off of our coasts. There's a couple out in California. And the one that's 25 miles from Pearl Harbor, they claim it's a ship... Look, searching for, you know, information.
Yeah.
Collecting
it
information.
It says Moscow has boasted that the Gorshkov is the most dangerous enemy of surface ships in the world's ocean. Now it's armed with the new hypersonic missile. It was test-fired from the Admiral Gorshkov in the Barents Sea and hit a target 625 miles away in the White Sea.
Yeah, that's just showing that they can hit anywhere they want from anywhere.
Right.
But what gets me again is, like I was saying, is that You don't see it on anywhere.
No.
None of these so-called national news and whatnot, they're not putting it out there.
Huh.
Because one of the things that Maria was saying was, you know, how do we know that Putin could be like the puppet that
right.
they're trying to make look real bad.
But I don't trust none of them, because especially since Putin and Xi Jinping have gotten close.
Oh.
Because if you want to, you want to go after the United States, that's about, this is just my opinion, but you want to go after the United States in any way, that's the way to do it. And
right.
The way that it just gets me that nobody's reporting on it, because where the ships are and how many there are off of our coasts is being strategically placed.
Right.
I mean, it could come down to that China makes the first strike and then Putin turns around and says, oh, well, we were watching them and we're going to help the U.S. now.
Right.
Or vice versa. But
yeah,
like I said earlier to Maria, was that I don't trust none of them.
No. No, I don't either. Everybody backstabs and backstabs and backstabs. Politicians, friends, family. It's a vicious
yep.
cycle.
Yep. And with the way that our so-called representatives taking over the House and everything, you know, oh, we're going to investigate this, we're going to investigate that. I ain't seen shit.
No.
All I see is lip service.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The Democrats accused Joe Biden of violating the law. You think?
Right. They're trying to save their own asses now.
Uh-huh. Oh, geez, dear God. Lab-grown meat to be served at American plates sooner than later.
Yep. They're already putting it in the food.
Well, they've been doing that to McDonald's and burgers forever.
Yeah, when I did eat at McDonald's, the only thing I would eat was the quarter pounders because they were the real meat.
Yeah. I was a Big Mac junkie. We never had a McDonald's close to where I live until it was when I was working at the tree nursery, and I worked there from 97 to 2017. So I think our first McDonald's around here was 2013, right around in there. And I got up to eating 2.5 Big Macs, large fry, and a shake. I had my fill of that shit food, but they weren't too bad back then.
No.
Now I can't even stomach them. They're nasty.
Well, it's all that fake meat.
Yep. I don't even remember the last time I had a Big Mac. I bet you it's probably been 10 years ago. Well, it couldn't have been 10 years ago. It's got to be longer than that. I don't remember. 2007 was when I worked at Meehan's, not 2017. I only worked there 10 years.
Is that 18,
so it was
97?
Probably 2003, 2002, right around in there, I had my 2.5 Big Macs. And so it's probably been a good 10 years since I ate at McDonald's.
1897?
That's your birth date.
No, that's all you.
Oh. Yeah. all of you.
Yeah, we'll be heading out in the morning, me and Steph. We're going to her mom's in Virginia.
That was Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah, we're leaving in the morning. And hopefully I get a signal.
How far of a drive is that?
It's like 5.5 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No. You get to hit my Wawa's.
There, I thought they were getting one in South Carolina somewhere around there.
The closest one to us is supposed to be, well, two of them. One's supposed to be in North Carolina, and one's supposed to be in Georgia.
Oh.
Now, they were saying by the summer, and then I heard another that they weren't going to be able to start it until, or finish it until 2024.
Oh.
But either way, North Carolina and actually Georgia would be closer because it'll be right on the South Carolina-Georgia border line.
Oh. Yeah. God dang it. I'm trying to read this one article where it says this drug was meant to save children's lives. Instead, they're dying, and then they want you to download a fucking app.
Put your glasses on so you can see.
I have my glasses on.
You better get your magnifying glass out.
Here's a job for you. You can make up to $180,000 a year for selling your poop. I didn't know that was a thing.
Probably
I suppose
scam,
they're putting
just
that
like
in
everything else.
They're putting that in the new meat.
Probably.
I would not doubt it one bit. All right,
nah,
now I got to click on it. I got to see. Some medical... Oh, God dang freaking ads. Some medical companies will pay healthy donors for their stool, depending on the company. The poop is then used for microbiome studies or in treatment for patients with Clostridium difficile. God damn it. A bacterium that causes infections in the colon. Looking for a side hustle. Your poop could save lives and make you some cash in the process. Here's what you need to know to sell your poop. The amount you earn with each donation depends on the company. Human Microbes pays $500 per stool donation. If you poop daily and send it, you could net up to $180,000 a year. Well, hot damn, I'm doing it. Good Nature offers $25 to $75 per visit and up to $1,500 per month. Poop with Purposes pays $50 per donation and up to $1,500 a month.
Start sending Ralph poop in.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, he seems to poop a lot more when I feed him liver. Yeah, but then my DNA is out there more. Poop with a purpose. Oh, there's one up kind of close to you, of Boston, Massachusetts.
That ain't close to me.
Well, it's closer to you than it is to me.
Shit, it's like 18 hours from here.
How many?
18.
Really?
Yeah.
got any closer than that.
No.
Because it's 18 hours from... It's 18 hours from here to your place. And Massachusetts is like straight north from you.
I know, but you got to realize, too, it's... As the crow flies, I mean, I make it in shorter time, but as the crow flies, it says it should take me 10 to 11 hours to get to my hometown in Jersey.
Huh. I got to Google it now.
And from here to New York City would be another 13 or 14-hour drive from here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Columbia. Whoops, not Columbus. Columbia. I'll go with Boston, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. All right.
Two shits.
Oh, wow. Well, it says 14 hours and 7 minutes.
Yep, I told you. It's not close.
No. Huh. I wonder how far it is from here to Massachusetts. Now that I think about it, my aunt and uncle live there.
My ass off if it winds up being shorter.
I'll go from where I'm at right now. Interior. It is 21 hours and 24 minutes.
Damn.
Now, if we could cut across, what is that, Lake Michigan, and go right across that way, we'll be there in no time.
All right.
That would cut off a few hundred miles.
So, Same thing with these getting back on the subject. Same thing with these, you know, the documents. I see a lot of stories that, you know, Trump did the same thing. And yeah, well, guess what? There's a big difference. Trump's was the president.
Right.
Biden's
and
had these chicks.
And Trump Biden's was declassified.
Right. And Biden's had all this shit since he was a senator.
Yeah, and the only president can declassify him, which that would have put BARFMA in place right there.
Yep. I mean, there's so much shit that they're hiding.
And now Pence. Now they're finding documents in Pence's buildings.
Yep. I had to crack up because one of the articles I read was when they reached out to Obama. Obama refused to admit or say anything about having any documents. So yeah, they should be looking into the past.
Right.
Because it's just like a lot of the other senators and a lot, even the Democrat congressmen that are saying, you know, the only way he could have taken them out when he was a senator is if he snuck them out.
Right.
And that's a crime in itself.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny that his briefings and stuff like the last thing that he just did a couple hours ago, wherever he's at, and it always comes back the same thing. Oh, well, you know, myself and my administration have done so much. We've made things better. The fuck you have?
Yeah. Yeah, for who? For him?
Exactly.
And he says that he's not going to let the Republicans wreck the economy in response to efforts to abolish income tax and Social Security.
Yeah, he's blaming that on the Republicans. When the Democrats are the ones that want to tap into Social Security, Medicare, and all that.
Yeah.
I just don't get how he gets away with, you know, opening his mouth and talking like that at these conferences and stuff, and knowing that he's friggin', that everybody knows that he's lying.
Yeah, well, my credit card, for example, I had it down to 11%, and I called this year to lower my interest rate, and they said, oh, sorry, it's not available right now, and the feds raised the tax increase on it, so now you're up to 17.25%. I'm like, what? And that didn't happen under Trump. That happened under Biden, because I was able to lower my interest rate, because I call in every year to lower my interest rate, and now I can't do that.
Yeah, because they haven't come to the decision on what they're doing about taxes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, everything that comes out of his mouth is all, oh, it's because of the Republicans. Oh, it's because they won't do this and they won't do that. Well, he's already said it. Not once, not twice, but several times, that if they submit their paperwork, he's going to veto it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's an ass.
Don't surprise me. He's an idiot.
But to sit there and say that on national broadcast and national TV, you know he's fucking out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as they say, the numbers don't speak for themselves. And his approval ratings aren't as great as the fake news media try to portray them.
Right.
And it's just that every time that, especially now, because they're all mad because McCarthy's the House Speaker now. And he really wants them all to sit down and talk about it. But Biden's administration refuses to sit down with the Republicans.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's like two-year-old kindergarten shit.
Exactly.
Maybe if they tell him that there's little girls in there, he might come in to smell their hair.
As funny as that is, you know it would happen.
I know. Or have some ice cream in there.
Yeah. Tell him that the clown's in there doing a circus, and he's got all kinds of ice cream he's making for him.
And they have a bike waiting for him.
And a set of stairs to get in there so you can trip up them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, you know, I got my doubts about our own, you know, our own Republican side, but I do agree with them that they're trying. They're really trying to get Biden and the administration to sit down and have a talk about the debt ceiling. It's just that Biden's the one that's sitting there going that he refuses to listen to anything.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are pissed because, you know, they got rid of Pelosi and now they got somebody in there that won't sit there and say, okay, we're going to do the deals behind the doors and then submit it.
Yeah. Boy, they're really pushing that doomsday clock. I've just been scrolling through on this and there's like four or five, six different articles on it.
Yeah. In my opinion, I think just that ranks right up there with the climate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody focus on the doomsday so the Bidens get ignored.
Yep. I mean, they keep on asking about, you know, what's the deal? Where's the documents, you know, where's the document, the discussion about the documents, you know, White House is hiding them secretly. They won't release any reports.
Right.
But that's just like everything else with this administration, and that's why I said, you know, they need to really, if they want to prove to the people that they are for the people, start subpoenaing them. Start
right.
Forcing their hands. Start putting these fuckers in jail that should be in jail.
Exactly. Or do like the Constitution says, death by hanging.
Right. Because everything I see is it all makes sense that it's treasonous. And that's the definition of treason, you know. You get hung for it, or you get the firing squad for it.
Right. God. Here we go again with that idiot Gates. Now he wants to stop cows from burping.
Yeah, I saw that. He's the same thing with Fauci. That's why the two of them get along so well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just like the ones that are actually backing Biden up, saying, "Oh yeah, yeah." Why is that? Are you afraid of being Clinton side?
Exactly.
And same thing with these committees, you know. I totally 100% agree with McCarthy, friggin' Schiff and Swalwell and Ilhan Omar, they should have been gone a long time ago. They shouldn't be sitting on no damn committees, especially Schiff and Swalwell on our committees were they sitting on? Shit, I forget. It's on the tip of my tongue. I hate that. Got so many thoughts going through my head. But, no. They both proven that they ain't nothing but liars. One sleeps with a freaking known Chinese operative. And the other one started all the bullshit with Russiagate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they shouldn't be allowed anywhere near the Intelligence Committee. That's it. The Intelligence Committee. And McCarthy did right by kicking them off it. And I still have a problem with when they swore in Ilhan, when she swore in on a Quran. Hell no. That's not,
right,
that's not
exactly
swearing or taking up the Constitution of the United States. And it's awful funny that, you know, the five women that were Ilhan Omar and those other one, Tlaib, whatever hell her name is, and, you know, the five women. It's awful funny that none of them are, you know, have been heard from since.
Right. Yeah, and I guess that Carrie, what's her name? Carrie Lake out of Arizona, who lost, she found the where is it? There was 250,000 voting attempts failed, according to the system log files that were obtained by FOIA.
Yeah, the FOIA requests.
Yeah.
But again, then again, that so-called governor that is governor now is still is a conflict of interest, because how can you be a governor of a state and be in charge of the elections?
Right. The Democrat, the governor that won, you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she sits on that committee of the, or she's in charge of it. That, to me, that's a major red flag.
Right.
But just like everything else, you know, all these states that claim that they found ballots out in woods and in ditches and this and that, okay, well, why didn't you count them if you found them?
Right.
Oh, gee whiz, I know why. Because I guarantee you it was all the mail-in ballots for the Republicans' side. That's why you don't want them counting.
Right.
I'm just, you know, again, like I said, it just cracks me up that every little thing that all these, and I'm not just going after the Democrats, both sides, everything that they pass, the only people it hurts is you and me.
Right.
It don't hurt the millionaires, billionaires, and those that vote for the idiot side. And I just don't get that they keep on, you know, voting for the same people, knowing that you're going to get the same outcome. Instead of trying to help America, you're just helping the other side dig it deeper in the debt, put our heads in the sand, and, oh, well, everything's fine when it's not.
Right.
Like, I got to find that video. Somebody went undercover and was talking to one of the, I guess, assistant researchers at Pfizer.
And I haven't come across
some of the stuff. I gotta find out who sent it to me and see if it's still there. If it's still there, I'm gonna send it to you.
All right.
Because this is the person that was basically a journalist that was undercover met the guy in a bar. And after a few drinks, the guy started opening up about, you know, the so-called Fauci claiming that there is no gain-of-function research. And that it goes into really deep detail. And the guy's actually friggin' laughing when he's saying it. It's like, this dude's disturbed. But a lot of the things that he's saying make sense.
Yeah, you'll have to send it to me.
Yeah, it's an interesting video.
Ah, damn, Blake, it still isn't dry. Oh. I probably don't need that blanket in this room. It's hotter than shit in here. I hide back here a lot, and especially this coming week. It's going to suck.
Right. It just, you know, both sides just need to come up off of their friggin' answers to the question that people have been asking all along. But
and over
as usual,
and over again.
Right. And as usual, not going to get the truth out of them. And that's another reason why I think a lot of this stuff is being held back because of who all is involved. And it's awful funny that when stuff like this comes up, you look at the people that automatically put in for retirement. Gee, wonder why.
Yeah.
Because in their minds, they figure, oh, well, if I retire and keep my pension, they ain't going to mess with me and they can uncover whatever they want now. They can't touch me. Well, guess what? That ain't how the law works.
Right.
And claiming that you don't remember saying that or doing that doesn't work.
No, because it's about everything is recorded.
Exactly, and especially now, and they're finding it out in a lot of the murder cases, you know, just like this idiot down here that's on trial right now, Murdaugh. Murdoch, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
You can't get away from the digital world. And that's what a lot of these cases are going through with convictions on, is because when they ping your friggin' cell phone and you claim you're in one spot and they know for damn sure you were close to that friggin' murder, you might as well hang it up, brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fauci and Pelosi, all of them, they're starting to realize, oh, my gosh, my emails, oh, my gosh, my text messages.
Right.
What's the first thing a person feels? Oh, let me delete this. You might delete it from yourself, but guess what? It's still out there.
Uh-huh.
And I definitely agree with the GOP and everybody. You know, these investigations need to be investigated, and whatever the outcome is, it's the outcome.
Yeah.
Because we already know, in my opinion, I've known for a few years that FBI, DOJ, CIA, all the motherfuckers are all tied together. For one,
yeah.
Number two, they're corrupt as hell, and this just proves it.
Right.
But again, like I said, you know, it's easy to throw, you know, lip service and throw out, oh, we got this whistleblower, that. Well, start doing something about it. You got the hard facts. You've got them by the balls. Just do it.
Exactly. Nobody has the balls to do anything, though.
Exactly. And that's why I think most of it, when it came to Biden, most of it's been swept underneath the freaking carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the DOJ and the FBI are trying to do, because it looks bad on them because they knew all this shit. And that's why they're trying to backpedal now.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know, if I was somebody high up in the FBI or DOJ and this shit came across my desk, I'd be like, oh, hell no. I ain't nobody's fall guy. For one. Number two, I don't care who you are. I ain't saving your ass. I got the proof that goes against you. They should all be charged for waiting until after the midterm election to admit that they had all this proof. And they waited until midway into January to finally come up off it.
Yeah.
Because that right there in itself, it just proves that they are. They're crooked as shit. And it'll stop at nothing to bury as much as they can.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and it's not really going to work, but even if it does get out there and made more public, it's still not going to do nothing.
No, I know. And again, that which goes back to that, you know, if you want the American people to trust the so-called government, their so-called FBI, DOJ, and all of them wrapped into one, start proving yourselves. But they won't do that. And the reason why that they're continuing to drag it all out is because they know they're not going to get, yeah, they might lose their job, but they won't lose their pension, which is wrong.
Yeah.
They might
right.
have a bad mark on their friggin' record of being, you know, crooked, but at least in their eyes, oh, well, you know, I did the best that I could for the country. No, you didn't. You screwed the country.
Exactly.
And I really hope that they look into more of term limits, because that's what this country needs.
What is the Pelosi? What is the Pelosi Act? I don't know. I just clicked on something that says Senator Hawley introduces the Pelosi Act and others recently introduced Senate bills.
I think they're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, because I ran across the article today about the insider trading.
Yep, I just seen it's right here. It stands for preventing elected leaders from owning securities and investments.
Yeah. Because it's awful funny that, you know, especially her husband, because he's a big-time trader, that he gets word from her about, oh, well, Google might be doing this, and all of a sudden he sells his stocks. That's insider
right.
trading.
Yeah, that's not right.
And the two of them, this ain't the first time they've done it. I mean, it's, you know, and it's just like the border. Again, I don't have anybody, I don't have a problem with anybody coming here. Just do it
legally.
Just do it legally. Yes.
Yeah.
None of this open border bullshit. And they just admitted that they don't know how many that were on the no-fly list that are already here.
Right.
And you won't know who's a suspected terrorist unless you stop them at the border.
Right.
And that's the other thing, you know, the FBI says, oh, well, yeah, well, we know where they're at. We know they're here. Okay, well, that means that you're okay with them being here to possibly be plotting another 9/11 or worse.
Right.
But when you're asked in Congress, you fucking flat out lie. All this money that Biden's wasting, allowing these people come here and giving them money, giving them phones, giving them a place to live, doing everything that they can for them, and yet you don't help your own people. That I will never in my lifetime ever understand. Because if he would take that money and secure the border and make housing and go out of his way like he's doing for these people, for our own homeless, we'd be a better off position.
Right.
And And quit sticking your nose where it don't belong, going over and, oh, well, we're going to help them secure their borders. Oh, here's trillions and trillions of dollars. Here's some more tanks and stuff for your arming yourself. What are you doing to us? You're taking away from our military. You're making us weaker than they are. There's no reason why they couldn't take all that money and put it into our country. We wouldn't be in the situation that we're in, and we wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's like they say, don't believe the fake news, don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't believe this, don't believe that. Well, give us something to believe in. Because you done lost the trust of all of us that are smarter than a sheep. They're showing all kinds of signs that they are exceeding and winning what they set out to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of these ones with their head in the sand and just going with the flow and believing everything that comes out of their mouths is what's hurting the whole country. A lot of these people need to be leaders and not followers.
Yeah, exactly. Too worried about the stuff they've done in their life to come back to haunt them. Sign list, for instance.
Yeah. I really wish they would release that. But again, just like everything else, you know, that's going against the Democrats. Can't do that. That's just like one of the guys in the chat room down here just said, Epstein did not kill himself. No, he didn't. You're right, he didn't.
No.
He was Clinton-sided.
Yeah. Or in a stash house.
Yeah, and he also just said, I heard on Ron Rick's show that Epstein might not be dead. What do you think about that? Yeah, I have questions about that. Because
I've heard that too.
Yeah, and I mean, not just out openly either. I'm just saying, nothing would surprise me that his case is like a ace in a hole, so to speak. That it would all come out when they want it to come out.
Right.
But yeah, I don't believe that. I have no doubt, you know, my own personal opinion. I don't think he's dead. But again, you know, that's when we get called conspiracy theorists and all that, yeah. But the funny part about conspiracy theorists is that everything we've talked about for the past, what, three and a half years – that was considered conspiracy theory was proven not to be conspiracy.
Yeah.
It was all proven true. And again, you know, going back to the digital, you can say that you're innocent of that crime or whatever you did or being accused of doing, but once they get on that digital footprint, there's so much that they can get into and pinpoint. And that, again, that's what's convicting people now.
Right.
Just like he just said down here in the chat, and he's right. The difference between a conspiracy and a fact is about 6 months. And you're right. It is. The digital world is, in my opinion, is the new DNA. Because you get convicted on your DNA, well, guess what? Now they're starting to convict you on your digital footprint.
Right.
Which, in all intents and purposes, I don't have a problem with. What I do have a problem with is you sitting there tapping into my private stuff. And if I'm not a felon or I'm not showing any signs of becoming a felon, why do you have a right to go into my private stuff?
Exactly. I got nothing on my record, and they have no business digging into me.
Well, we know you did rob those two banks.
Shut up. You were my partner.
I cannot confirm nor deny that. No, but you know what I'm saying, though, and you get it. It's the illegal movement of them going into just some Joe Schmo's account. I don't agree with that.
No.
And again, like I said, unless I show you signs, then I'm treading on that line of, committing a crime or that I'm doing something illegally, then yeah, you're right. Go for it. But to sit there, just like the Second Amendment, you know, to sit there and punish the law-abiding citizens, I don't agree with. And why is it that after a shooting, that then they decide, oh, well, let's go check his Facebook page out. Oh, look. He's got pictures of him holding guns and waving them around and talking crazy shit. Well, if you'd have been watching him beforehand, you could have stopped it.
Right.
Don't wait until after he kills 15 people and then come out and say, oh, yeah, he was a white supremacist and he was this, he was that. If you knew it and somebody told you to check into them and you didn't do it until after the fact, then that person should be charged too.
Right. Exactly.
That official that you know knew about it beforehand. Like all the controversy going on about the 6-year-old boy that shot his first grade teacher. You know, a lot of people were all up in arms. Oh, well, why are they going to go after the mother? Well, the gun was registered in the mother's name. And then when she came out and said that she always kept the trigger lock guard on and had it up on top of a shelf. Well, hello. Any kid can climb. And if he knows where the key's at, obviously he did because he had the gun, he had the bullets, he went to school, and he shot his teacher. Well, yeah, charge the mother. Charge any parent that just carelessly leaves a weapon out or lets the kids know where the weapon's at. If they haven't been properly brought up in the home around weapons, then yeah,
right.
go after that parent. Because that's the job of as us parents is to teach our kids the safety of them.
Exactly. I was never really taught that much about guns growing up, but I knew better than to mess with them.
Right. Well, one of the things that any one of my kids would tell you was the first thing I always taught them was if you're at a friend's house and they go into their mom and dad's bedroom and they come out and say, look what I found. I said, the first thing you do is you bolt out the friggin' door. Don't turn around. Don't stop. Just go home. And you tell me. And
right.
The other thing, I brought them all up. I brought them up right. You know, these are weapons. They're not toys. And, you know, I took them all to the range and taught them how to shoot. And I told them, I said, you see the difference of the bullet sizes in the target. You see what it could do to a target. Just think what it could do to a body.
So Savannah, I mean, don't think she's a boy anymore?
Yeah, she's a cowboy.
She's going to kill me.
But yeah, I've taught them right, and they would tell you I taught them right, because it's just like with the Alec Baldwin and everything with this Rust shooting. I don't care who you are. I mean, granted, if you're not around weapons and you weren't taught, I would think it would be common sense. Somebody hands me a gun. The first thing I'm looking for is to see if there's a round in the chamber and to see if the safety's on.
For me, the first thing, because I don't know jack shit about guns, but I do know to make damn sure my finger does not go on the pew pew thing, the trigger.
The pew pew thing.
I know to do that. Huh?
It's called a trigger.
It's a trigger. I knew it was something like that. I like my version better. Did you throw my Lorna dictionary away, Stephanie?
Her what?
Her Lorna dictionary.
I have my own dictionary. You gotta keep. What'd she say?
She said, yeah, pew, pew. She said, yeah, pew, pew. No, but, you know, you're right. But irregardless, like I said, you know, it's the same thing. I'm not going to hand you a weapon if I don't clear it first.
Yeah, see, me not being around guns all that much, that's not something that I would look for initially because I don't know nothing about guns. My first thing is whenever somebody handed me a gun or whatever, the first thing I always did was make sure my finger wasn't near the trigger at all.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's just a common sense thing right there.
Right. And that's what I instilled in my kids. And you know how I did it with my boys at first? Whenever I seen them with anywhere near that trigger, I would flick their finger. And they go, ow. I say, would you rather me flick your finger or you pull that trigger and wind up hurting yourself or hurting me?
Right.
But, again, you know, that's me, though. You know, I've been around weapons. I grew up around weapons. I used weapons in the service. If I'm going to hand you a weapon, I am clearing it myself, and I am – handing it with the butt end of it towards you.
Right.
With the barrel pointed down. I ain't handing it with the barrel pointed at you. And definitely that's my first thing is whenever I grab a weapon, my finger goes alongside where the slide's at or alongside where the cylinder is on a six shot. Revolver, that's what I was looking for. On a revolver, it's the same difference. The only difference is your finger goes alongside where the cylinder's at.
Right.
And that's the type of weapon that was supposedly handed to Alec Baldwin from the armorer saying it's good or it's cold. Cold means it's not loaded. And then
from
that point, without looking at it yourself, and him pulls the trigger and boom, he kills a girl.
Right.
But, yeah, and the other number one safety thing that you got to always remember, check your pockets before you put your clothes in the washer, Lorna. No bullets.
Yeah.
Don't get washed and dried in a dryer.
Well, I wanted it clean, man.
Yeah, well, you might have cleaned your own clock. Had one of them bullets decided to pop off in the dryer.
Well, that was downstairs. I was probably upstairs or outside.
Doesn't matter. But, you know, If you haven't been around guns or you don't know about guns, you shouldn't be playing with guns. No, that's not directed at you, Lorna, because I know you've shot. I know you know how to shoot now. But I'm talking about especially Alec Baldwin.
Right. That's exactly who I thought about when you were talking about that.
Yeah, because, I mean... it's asinine to touch that weapon just because your guy, okay, well, in his mind, maybe he's thinking, oh, wow, you know, he wouldn't do me like that. Well, no. I don't care if you're my mother, my father, my sibling, my wife, whatever. I'm checking that gun before I even touch it.
Right.
They're not going to sit there and go, oh, here, I cleared it, and me not double check. That's just me. But that's where a lot of your so-called accidents and accidental discharge, a lot of your fouls come from on handling these guns. I mean, because, you know, you yourself, you could look at some of these wackos around and be like, damn, I hope they don't know how to use a gun. Hope they ain't carrying one. Again, you know, our Second Amendment and all of our constitutional rights that they're constantly attacking and trying to take away from us is because they want us to rely on them 100%.
I only rely on me.
Right. I only rely on those that I trust.
Exactly.
But, you know, I only help those that help me. I mean, I'll help people out.
But you got to watch
because of those that take advantage.
Exactly.
But anywho, unless you got anything else to add to tonight, I think I'm going to cut it short.
Nope, I got nothing. I'm ready to go to bed. I'm tired. What can I say?
All righty. I appreciate you once again being here with me. Thank you to all of our listeners. Fellas in the chat room, thank you for being here. And God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, veterans, military. God bless the missing worldwide. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.